Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibrations stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all you sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire.
And your fit and dirty girl, yes.
And of course, we are back, and it is my favorite month right now. We are in October.
Yes.
I mean, we know why it's your favorite month, yes.
Hell yeah.
When's that birthday?
The 29th.
Oh, shit.
I know.
So, I'm going to out yes in a second. Over here.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
It is the month of October, so it's breast cancer awareness. It's Halloween. But it's also the start, I would say officially, of cuffing season. Cuffing season has begun. And ladies and gents, I think our girl Yaz is in the process of getting cuffed.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Oh, I'm saying it, girl. I done said it now. I mean,
maybe I have been spending extra time with this particular gentleman.
She said gentleman.
Yeah.
Dang, she making it all sound fancy. She said gentleman.
Oh,
so is this the Gamer Boo?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So you and Gamer Boo are you all doing a lot of gaming and then some?
Yeah, gaming and playing.
Okay. Stakes is high. Like, do you guys, like, say, you know, if I beat you in this round, like, you get some head, some shit like that. Do y'all, like, challenge each other?
No, we don't challenge each other. We just, you know how we just switch controllers?
Uh-huh.
I hear it's your turn type of shit.
Wait, he don't have a controller?
Yeah, he do. But we haven't battled each other. This is the reason why.
Okay.
I need to shorten my nails. Because when I play fighting games, it's more you have to use multiple buttons, and I push the wrong shit sometimes because my nails are too long.
Oh, man.
So
I'm like, same system, right?
Yeah, PlayStation.
Okay.
Just not the same games.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so I'd have to bring my games over, vice versa. But no, actually, he can't because all his games are downloaded onto his system. So.
Oh, snap.
He's more space efficient, I guess you would say.
Well, I mean, hey, I like a man who's space efficient. You know, that can come in many different packages and sizes. That man knows how to jam pack a night, it sounds like.
I see that. You said jam pack a night.
Jam pack a night. That's what he can be doing. Shit. I mean, he knows not to store up his drive too much. Leave space for fun. So yes, cuffing season has begun, and it looks like Yaz is cuffed to a gamer.
I guess you could say not all the way cuffed, but I guess cuffed. I have one cuff on.
So you cuff, not it, id. You're not cuffed. You're
cuffed. Cuffed.
It'll be like y'all just making up terms now. Yeah, she.
No.
Cuff. No cuffed it in.
I'm just one cuff.
I love it. Well, tonight.
All I need is one cuff.
Only one cuff for now? No full cuffs, no fuzzy cuffs? Are they metallic or fuzzy? That's what I want to know. Shit.
It's kind of fuzzy because I like the way his hair feels.
Oh, hey. You braid his hair?
Yeah. No, I just like to scratch his head.
Oh, man.
It's like one of those. I don't know. It's cute.
Aww.
But anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is the real reason why we're on tonight. Tonight, Yaz wanted to talk about toxic relationships. Like, how soon is too soon to jump into another relationship after having a toxic relationship? And I gotta say, it's quite interesting because we put it on our Instagram the other night. And some of the responses that I got personally, I'm like, I was expecting people to be like, oh, you know, give it a month, give it two. Some people are like, I don't fucking know. You'll have to tell me. And I'm like, I'm not the one to give you that because I don't do normal relationships to begin with.
Like, right.
I mean, for me personally, when I got out of my toxic almost two-year relationship with the girl, I said, fuck relationships after that. I was like, I'm going back to my whorish ways.
And a lot of people resort to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Putting themselves out there too soon. Okay. Your situation was you went on the promiscuous route.
Yeah, I went back to being promiscuous, and I like made it a vow to myself to say, like, I'm never getting in another relationship. Now, fast forward, because this was like damn near 5 years ago, I've been kind of in a relationship for the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm. It's been consistent.
It's been very consistent. I mean, things didn't start getting serious until we said I love you this year. But we've been seeing each other. And, of course, the person I'm talking about is Suit and Tie. We've been seeing each other for 3 years. And then I also have a girlfriend. And this has been going on for 9 months now.
Mm.
So, yeah. I mean, but again, they're different type of relationships because we're poly. My girlfriend's married. Suit and Tie is poly as well. So he has other relationships. Actually, in fact.
That was odd.
That was the sound of his pipes arrusting. He put on the hot water.
Nice.
Yeah, everybody.
Old
school, right? Right. It's an old school house. I am not at La Casa. I am at his casa.
We're both at our boo thing houses, you know.
Oh, that's right. You are at your boo's house. Look at us. Just having like podcast night on a boo night.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute.
On a work night.
On a work night. It is my work night. She.
Yes. We gonna get home soon.
Oh, girl, I'm staying over tonight. Ooh. I was like, if I'm coming over, I'm staying over. Like, no. I'ma get my cuddles in tonight. I need that. But yeah, so the whole like toxic relationship, we all have different like levels, you know, with the relationships. So for me, I guess you would say like I unexpectedly gave myself time to develop myself and seeing what I wanted after having a toxic relationship, which you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of the answers, one guy in particular, he said, you know, you should give yourself a year of not even talking.
Yeah, I've gotten some of those too.
Like getting a year. Someone said, get a year in and not even, like, don't even, like, talk to anybody. Like, don't even put yourself out there.
That's kind of hard because what if you get lonely? Like, get lonely when you're used to having somebody there with you night by night, you know, and just some kind of type of companionship. Not, it doesn't even have to be physical.
Right.
So you can't really limit yourself like that because then you're going to drive yourself nuts because you're going to, you know, you need a refresher.
You know,
I would say 6 months.
I would say, you know, I would say anywhere between 6 months to a year, to be honest. Yeah. But also, and it was so funny. So I just caught up with VH1's Girls Trip. Uh-huh. And the girls were all saying, like, Lil' Kim came out in the open. She said, I haven't had sex in a year. And then one of the other girls said, well, it's been 2 years for me. And then Jenny Mai, the host of the reunion, said, you know, the problem is that people, you know, they think that sex is intimacy and it's really not. So when you give yourself that year or that 6 months, it's a cleansing thing. Like, you get jaded. You get jaded. And so people get lost with the whole intimacy factor. And I feel like even especially after a toxic relationship, you got to rebuild yourself up on what is intimacy to you.
Well, what if you guys were in a, well, not you guys. Well, somebody was in a toxic relationship, but it was already unraveling way before they met you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So like, mentally, they were not there in the relationship. It was just like physically, they were still there because, you know, that was somebody that, you know, it was just a breakup to make up with their relationship until it really got bad.
Yeah.
So, what if they already had an interest in somebody else already? But
I mean, it's normal for people if they know it's towards the end of their relationship. I think it's normal that people check out. But it's the whether or not factor of speaking out to be like, yo, this is not what I want in my relationship and I need to get out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what makes it toxic to begin with. Like, the signs are always there. If you're not, you know, if you're not, of course, not being intimate, or maybe you're using the intimacy as a way to kind of like fix things, but it's still not fixing the reason why you guys got together in the first place. That's how you know it's like, okay, toxicity, I need to get it away from me. But so giving yourself that 6 months or a year, some people get over them, you know, their relationships or toxic relationships within 3 months. For me, I'll be honest. I got over my breakup, my toxic relationship in a day.
Yeah.
I had fucked a guy a day later. But that was also me being like, well, shit, I was with a female for damn near 2 years. I was dick deprived.
You wanted to see if you liked it still, too.
Yeah, right? That I was very, like, I did go through a point where I was kind of confused of what I wanted. I was confused. And I was like, okay, like Yaz just said, like, I had to go and, one, yeah, I needed to see if I was even remotely into the dick anymore. Two, it was just more of like, I was dealing with a relationship that was borderline abusive. So I wanted to feel like loved, even if it was temporary. I wanted to know, like, am I good? Like, am I still attracted to somebody? Am I attractive to somebody? You know, am I still like banging enough to like get some? It was kind of like a boost. So, you know, it's just everybody deals with their levels of toxic relationships and how to get out of them. What about you? Like, how do you, like, usually for you, what's your time period, your time frame?
Well, when my last relationship ended in 2009. Mm-hmm. So I've only like kind of, I guess you'd say, dated. I've never had like a serious relationship since my last boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And that was a definite toxic relationship. We were together for about 5 years.
Damn.
And it was just a lot of personal jabs at each other, just he say, she say. It's definitely ugly. I would say there's still that drama there if we ever like.
Oh, you guys still like, you guys are still in communication?
We're cordial through Snapchat. Like, super cordial. Right. You know, those pipes are like, oh, shit.
Right? It was a bad omen.
It's this random cordial type of shit. But it's still tension. The breakup was never resolved in my eyes.
Ooh.
Like, it was just not resolved, but like, it still hurt there. Mm-hmm. I'm not hurt no more, but there was a lot of hurt involved in our relationship.
Would you say that because now you were in that toxic relationship and it's been almost 10 years since you've been involved with somebody like heavily, would you say that's one of the factors as to why you don't want to jump into something? Or do you want to jump into something, but you just don't know how to heal from it?
Part of me getting into the porn industry was that I didn't want to give my body to just any ass guy that didn't deserve me. That's a weird way of putting it, but
you said getting like in, not getting out.
When I got into porn.
Okay.
I got into the industry.
Yeah, I'm making this clear for everybody that they.
Oh, because I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you confused me.
I'm sorry. No, I'm making it clear for people out there. She's saying you got into porn. For one of those reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically I felt like I don't want to give it to any ass guy that's going to brag about me. And, you know, I knew I was a freak. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew I had a sexual appetite because I was in a relationship that felt like a marriage. You know, the only time we get freaky is if we make up from an argument or something. Like, ooh, like one of those, oh, I'm trying to make sure she stays type of shit, so I'm going to do something, like, extravagant or something, you know?
Right.
Something different. It's like, that's just mind games.
Yeah.
And that's the toxic part. Like, my ex knew how to manipulate mentally, and it was like, it was draining.
I bet.
And I refused to be with some kind of man like that again, because, like, back then I didn't have, like, a voice. I didn't know my personality fully. I just didn't know who I was yet. So being on my own for those 10 years, being single, it helped me develop myself. But then it also made me too comfortable being single.
Really?
Yeah.
So where are you at right now? Like, now that you got Gamer Boo.
Uh-huh.
And not saying, like, y'all want to get serious and all that, but have you both, like, talked about, like, hey, this is where I stand with relationships right now because of, you know, my past relationship. Like, have you guys talked about your past relationships?
I don't want to talk about it just yet because I'm trying to get him to comfortable. He just got out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm kind of, like, just seeing where his mind is at and basically taking notes on my own to see if this is something that's going to last or if it's just something for the moment.
Mm.
Because I don't want to, like, put everything into something and it might just be temporary. You know?
That's always...
Just being an honest truth, you know?
And that's... I mean, there is nothing wrong with that. I mean... Especially, again, you're still working on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, he just got out of something, which was probably bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, he's got to figure out what he wants before he can bring something else to the table. And I think that's also why people get lost in it. Like, I don't understand. I have friends that, like, legit. Ooh, perfect example. Now, it's kind of like there's a happy ending with it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it doesn't always happen this way. A guy friend of mine, he had a fiance of 2 years. He cheated on her with a chick that he knocked up. Flash forward to now in 2019. This happened, like, I think he was with his first fiance from, like, 2016 to, like, 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flash forward. This motherfucker has 2 kids now with the baby mama that he cheated on with his ex-fiance. Married her off of a one-night stand. That is a rare case where you can make something from a toxic breakup, because that's like, there's no coming back from that.
Right.
Usually. And then now he has this happy ending where it's like, the girl that he knocked up is now his wife, and they have 2 beautiful boys. Where I'm like, how? From being so toxic, like, first of all, it's like, how do you even come about with that to your current wife? Always, like, it's always interesting when I hear about, like, oh, yeah, you know, I cheated on one of my partners with my current person. Like, wait, what? And they're cool with that, and they knew about it, and you make it work somehow? Like, to me, that's still a level of toxicity right there.
Yeah, because it's too much back and forth, because if you're already not happy in relationship A, why would you want to bring B into it too?
That is true. And then, of course, now you got C and D, which are the kids.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe they sought counseling. Maybe they, you know, kind of, like, talked it out to be like, look, I'm not going to go through this same episode if you're going to be a serial cheater. But also, I don't understand how people can go from one relationship to another and not wonder why it didn't work out for them. Like, what did they do in the relationship that didn't make it work? So how can they take the preventative steps to not bring that to the next one? Because that's the problem too. People jump into another relationship And they're still doing the same shit that they fucked up on from the previous. You know, not learning any lessons.
Right.
It's like a temporary connection. I don't know. It's crazy to me. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. If you're a relationship jumper like that, like, I can't. Like, let me work on me first, then let me decide what the fuck I want after a person. Because you can't bring that shit to a new relationship. Not everybody is your ex, and that's a problem too. You can't base everything off of your last ex.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest flaw.
Yeah.
Would you say that, I mean, I wish we had a guy on tonight to be like, okay, for me,
you know how we revisit stuff, you know, an update.
We might have to, because it's I want to know, when it comes to men, from the men's perspective, like, how do you go from a toxic relationship with a female to be like, okay, I'm ready to get back in the saddle and I know what I want now this time, so that I'm not fucking it up with this chick. Because again, us as females, I feel like there's a lot of females out there who take the whole, I'm going to be celibate for a year. I'm going to delete every dating app. I'm not even going to answer any DMs on my Instagram, and I'm going to work on myself. Whether or not the woman falls through with it, I mean, that's a whole different ass story.
Right.
There's levels to that shit.
Very much.
There are some levels. And speaking of levels, okay. So I was looking this up because, again, I'm not the greatest when it comes to toxic relationships. I'm not the greatest when it comes to relationships because I'm not a monogamous person. But when you start comparing, this is how you know your relationship in the get-go is toxic. When you start keeping score and tallies of shit that was done or not done, that's when you need to leave. I can't stand it when people try to pull up the receipts of, like, what you've done and what you've not done. But I would even say, okay, toxic relationships, I have gotten rid of so many friends in the past 2 years because it's all been toxic.
Really don't have to be necessarily partners.
Yeah. I mean, if people, but I think that's the problem too. People, you know, think that, okay, relationships are solely people that you are being physical with. You can have a toxic friendship, and we all have that one friend that we try to kick it still with for sentimental reasons, but if they're not, you know, doing their friendly duties and whatever you base off your friendly duties, because everybody has different levels, that's when you know you got to go. I have a tendency of just ghosting a person.
Yeah, me too. I'm a gypsy.
It's like, definitely. Yeah, like, you can only leave that door open so long for mistakes and errors where it's just like, you know what? Nah. And oh my God, funny thing. A guy friend that you and I know recently tried to say that I'm a toxic friend because, AKA, I don't call them. Girl, you know me. I don't call nobody.
The phone works the same.
Exactly. I'm just not a very, like, phone person, honestly. Because every time I try to call people, they're busy. I might text you every once in a while, but I don't need to call you on a regular. I don't need to text you every day so you know that we're friends. Like, I support your crafts. If I'm not blocking you from Instagram or Facebook, like, we're still cool. If I'm inviting you to places, we're still cool. So I don't understand when people say, like, oh, you're a bad friend because you don't call me up every day. There comes to a time where people have lives.
Real friends don't sweat you about stuff like that. So maybe you guys are not really friends.
Well, here's the thing. I think also this person in particular wanted something more and was getting kind of jealous. It could understand the fact that I saw things as plutonic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm not being physical with you at all, if you come kick it at my house and I make you stay on the couch,
And your friend zone.
Your friend zone, and you need to accept that. Like, you can't be mad and try to say it's something else because you can't handle the rejection. That just only makes the friendship toxic from the get-go. Because now you're trying to keep tabs of what I've done, what I've not done, what I do or what I don't do for you. Say I use you. I can't stand friendships like that. You don't have to see the person every fucking day to know that they're appreciated of a friendship.
Right.
If I'm calling you, you know, distressed about something, and even though we don't talk every day, like, that's still me pouring my heart out to you because you're a friend.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're supposed to be there for.
Right.
Friends are allowed to vent to each other. But people get misconstrued when they, you know, particularly men, I feel like, can't just accept when a woman wants to be friends with somebody.
Shame, shame, shame.
And that just...
We can't all fuck each other, guys. We can't.
We can't.
Some of us, you gotta reserve as friends, okay?
And sometimes it's worth that.
Gosh.
Like, don't mess up a good friendship because you want to fuck your friend so bad. Be happy that she's the, like, she's that person. Like, you could say that you, that she could say, like, he's the last guy standing as a friend. Like, you're more consistent than the men that I keep in my life.
Yeah.
That's how, I think that's how guys have to perceive friendships with women. Because it just makes it too toxic where you can't separate your feelings from the friendship. Like, you make it worse on yourself than on the other person.
Complicating things that don't need to be complicated.
At all. Speaking about complications, girl.
Huh.
You know what time it is.
Oh, shit. Dazed, sexed, and confused.
You know it.
Dazed, sexed, confused. Dazed, sexed, confused.
I don't know what else. I don't know what to start with. But since we are talking about toxic relationships, breakups, getting under new people, the hip-hop world is mourning today that Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner are no more. They are now they are taking a break, according to sources on TMZ. They are taking a break. I mean, I just saw the documentary of Travis Scott on Netflix. I honestly, you know me, I'm not really all for the Kardashians, but there was something about Kylie and Travis that I liked. Because unlike her sister's public relationships, they were semi kind of private. They didn't have to put a clout on their relationship. Not to mention they have a very cute, adorable baby.
Right.
Whether or not Travis was cheating, I mean, that I guess we will never know, or maybe we will know. See, even the pipes agree. The fucking pipes are agreeing with this. Travis needs to pull an Offset and win his lady back. Because even people try to talk shit about Cardi B and Offset, and I think they're a beautiful couple too. They're trying to make it work. I think they're real as fuck. And I think with Travis and Kylie, what they have is real as fuck. But now there's some groupie out there, of course.
Oh, it always comes out.
Girl, I mean, she got receipts. She got some receipts. Mm-hmm. She was at his party. I guess Kylie was trying to ban it. She snuck into the party. She made it known on her Snapchat she was at the party. Then slightly throwing shade at Miss Kylie about, like, you know, her baby daddy and, oh, you're going to go run back to him. And all I know is groupies need to learn their place. It comes with the territory. I know that. But Kylie, don't take it serious, sis. You got the baby. You had the man. You had the hubby. Just, they need to work that shit out.
Of course she gonna go back as her baby fucking dad. Like, it's not like she just a female he fuck with. They have a child together.
They have a child together. They have a family together. And speaking of, I found it very interesting, though. I was reading on. Interesting enough, none of the Kardashian children who have split from their baby daddies have custody splits besides Rob and Black Diamond. There's no custody, like, enforced custody battling besides Rob and Dream. I mean, Robin and Black China for their daughter Dream, which I found was very interesting. But they are just not a civil couple. That's a toxic relationship for show. They don't they don't never need to be together anymore. Like,
not at all.
Take that shit to the court. But yes, I'm actually kind of like, oh my God, you guys just did the cover of, did a Playboy article, which I still haven't gotten to read yet. And now they're broken up or taking a break. But I really hope they get back together because, again, I think they have something that's real. You could tell that he loves the fuck out of her and she loves the fuck out of him. And that baby is just too cute to not have the both of them together.
Right.
Oh, okay. So I got two bits of headlines. They both involve guns. One took place in Florida. The other one took place in Louisiana. Which one do you want first?
Let's go to Florida first.
Oh, Lord. Okay. As of today, October 2nd, Florida school districts are allowing teachers to carry guns.
What?
Yes. 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 11 school districts out of 39 school counties are utilizing the program by seeking to arm their teachers.
So, what's the fine print on this?
Girl, the fine print, it looks like, one, school employees who volunteer to serve in addition to official job duties or personnel hired for the specific purpose of serving as a school guard. Oh, wait, I'm reading the wrong thing. Okay, so there's a guardian program which allows school employees to bear a firearm. They have to go through a minimum of 144 hours of training. They have to pass a psychological and drug test. I'm still just not with it.
Me neither.
I'm not with it at all.
Remember how I was saying how the schools are having evacuation drills for active shooting situations?
Yes. I'm not with that either.
And how stupid. What if the student that wants to shoot the school up is sitting right there?
You know the kid is going to be there. And then
And
then now to add this onto the factor, like, first of all, people who are listening, if you're a program, I'm sorry. But, like, I understand where people are like, this could be a good thing, this could be a bad thing. Honestly, it's kind of a bad thing because we've all seen the videos on social media where teachers lose their shit and start beating up a student. So now
What if the teacher loses their shit and shoots herself in front of the kids?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's not enough training hours. You can go through all the drug screening tests, psychological tests. The fact of the matter is, you never fucking know the person who's holding a gun if they are right in their mind and know right from wrong. And then what happens when you get that one trigger-happy teacher who assumes that a disgruntled student is fumbling for a weapon and then they accidentally shoot the student? Because you know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict it right now on the show. On October 2nd at 7:43 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, okay? So if this shit happens, I'm going to put it out there in the universe that I said it, that this shit is going to happen.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
On Sapphire's Airplane.
I'm going to say it right now. Just like Yaz and I do not condone this whole give the blueprint of an evacuation. No. All they need to do in schools, honestly, is to teach kids how to defend themselves. Don't talk about the escape route plans. You talk about the basics. Find an exit. Don't give them the blueprint so that this motherfucker, whatever child goes out and steals mommy and daddy's gun or gets a gun from any, wherever they get them, goes out and now knows the blueprint, so now he's going to make his own plan. I was talking about this with a coworker. He even said what they need to do is just, instead of arming the teachers, they need to just have volunteers from, like, the police, naval, army, trained, you know, servicemen and women. Volunteer servicemen and women who know exactly the rights and wrongs.
All these schools put money into sports. They're not going to put money into security.
Well, that's I'm saying, but that's probably the only way it's going to change. It's the only, I think that's the only way we're going to see somewhat of a prevention happen. You can't arm these teachers. I'm sorry. I'm not with it. I would be more scared to know that my teacher has a gun because, again, teachers lose their shit just like anybody else.
Yeah.
Okay? We see it in the news every day. You know, people shooting up their coworkers because they got fired. Speaking of, did you hear about that woman in L.A. who went on a racist rant and then blamed herself for being drunk and being fired?
Wow.
Oh, yes, girl.
Wow.
This happened, I want to say, a week ago. This woman was crazy-ass drunk at a CVS, goes on a rant saying, kill the you-know-what, the black people, but didn't say black people. I don't even want to say the word. I'm trying to be like somewhat PC friendly. She's saying basically kill all the black people. She said, and I quote, if there was a law allowing it to happen, I would gladly do it. Then proceeds to tell the person who was filming her to take her down her license plate and even admitted to being drunk. Now, mind you, this woman who did this tirade has worked on several major television shows as a costume set designer.
Wow.
Yes. And
for your own people you look at every day.
And to make matters worse, this is not the first time she's done a tirade like this. Her and her husband, back in 2017... had restraining orders from their neighbors for doing some outlandish racist shit. So this girl is way too comfortable, but you're gonna blame alcohol and the fact that you got fired is what led you to go on a racist tirade, basically saying you hate black people so much that you want it to be legalized to kill them.
Damn.
Yes. Yes. But we want to regulate vapes.
That are killing people.
Okay. Killing 17 Americans. But how many school shootings, how many shootings have we seen in the last, oh, I don't know, year? I don't even want to say
too
10
many.
Years. Okay. In the past
One
year alone. We're all worried about the movie Joker coming out this weekend and it causing, you know, mass hysteria. And going to inspire someone else to go crazy. But we also want to regulate vapes. But we're not regulating shit like this. Ass backwards. Fucking ass backwards. All right, here's the funny one.
Yes, yes. Let's go to, was it Louisiana?
Louisiana. You Southern people are crazy. A Louisiana woman gets arrested after allegedly attacking her husband with, get this, a fucking Nerf gun. Nerf gun. This woman suspected her husband of 12 years was cheating on her, got arrested on Monday, and was attacking him with a Nerf gun. Her name is On The Fam. I think that's her name. 40 years old, charged with domestic violence because she thought that her husband was cheating on her. I have never heard somebody, I want to know how the hell did she attack him with a Nerf gun? And what type of Nerf gun are we talking? Like, I have a Nerf gun that actually shoots video as you're shooting a person.
Nerf gun that he could shoot back.
Right.
Let's make it a game of this. Hello. The fuck?
But like, yes, there were four children present at the home. The woman was holding two plastic Nerf guns at the time of the confrontation with her husband. And the woman came clean and admitted she was angry because she found out, she said, she found out about his supposed infidelity. Infidelity. I can't.
Wow.
But again, I need to know, did you hit him? Did you just shoot him? Did you replace the Nerf gun bullets with something, you know, harder? Like, I need to know. And again, I have a Nerf gun that when you are, it gives you like the first person shooter and you can record it. So I'm like, did you have that type of Nerf gun? Because now I want to see the video. I want to see the video of this woman going crazy. Like, I need more. I need more to this story. Yeah. I need more to this story because this is fucking unbelievable. Like, now we're attacking husbands, cheating husbands with Nerf guns.
Wow.
I mean, granted. Well,
I don't know. That's just, it's silly to me.
Oh, God. I mean, at least she didn't pour, like, hot grease, key up his car, that kind of shit. But a Nerf gun, I'm hoping to God she just hit him.
Right. Girl, so why was this lady on a plane combing her wig?
Wait, what?
A lady was on a plane. She took her wig off and started brushing it on a plane.
Where the hell is this?
They won't reveal the airline or the passenger, but basically everybody was, it was posted, it was posted on a popular Instagram page called Passenger Shaming.
Girl, I love that Instagram page.
Yeah, so basically a lot of the comments saying that it's disgusting.
Hell yes.
What the fuck? And I agree, that's sanitary reasons. You're brushing your wig. We don't know, we're in an enclosed area for one.
Yes.
And then two, we don't know how clean your wig is. You know, you're brushing up dust and particles, whatever. There's a time and a place for that, honey.
Hell yes. You know, my biggest annoyance, and I know they took a video of it because it's also on there, but over the summer, the man or woman who was using their feet to swipe on the monitor on the plane. Oh, yes.
What?
Oh, yes. Go on that, go on that Instagram page. I shit you not. And it's so funny because Naomi Campbell put out a video, you know, saying that she sanitizes everything on a plane. And people were like, why do you do that? Planes are clean. No, they're fucking not.
They don't clean that shit like that. They clean up the trash.
Yes.
And replace whatever they need to replace.
Okay. And let's face it, people. I've seen people using the trays, the tables to change their babies. Mm-hmm. And you're eating. You put your laptop on. Literally, when even before I get on the plane, before I sit my ass down, I get wet wipes, okay? And I wipe down everything. The handles, the table, the headrest, the butt rest, like everything. Everything. Because I have seen too many fucking headlines where people are shitting on planes, pissing on planes, changing diapers, picking their nose.
People be sick.
I mean,
know?
I bet you there's somebody out there who has changed a fucking tampon in their seat.
What?
Would it put it past me? Okay.
Literally.
But yes, there was a video that went viral of a man or a woman's foot swiping monitor. Like, you are that lazy, you couldn't just bend the fuck over. You didn't look like your belly was like constructing you from not.
Well, in the defense for Asians or Filipinos, we be picking stuff up with our feet.
Girl, I pick things with my feet, but that shit is nasty. You do that at home. You do that shit at home. You don't do... I don't know. I don't understand. When I go on a flight, I'm trying to relax on vacation. I'm not trying to have anxiety to see the fuckery on planes. Like, people have no home training. I swear to God, you go to an airport and nobody has home training. It's like all that shit went out the door.
Oh, God.
Like, now I got to deal with smelly-ass people. You got your kid that's fucking loud because you don't want to give him a toy to shut his ass up.
Oh, my God.
And then what? You know what also my biggest pet peeve is? Here I go with my ranting. I need people, and I know I'm going to get some shit for it, but not every animal on this fucking planet is a goddamn service animal. If I see another video, if I see another picture... this is not Dr. Doolittle's flight, okay?
But listen, a lot of people are getting this shit on Amazon and fake ass.
Of course. Everything is a goddamn service animal. Everything. Yeah. Everything is a goddamn service animal now. Where was I the other night? Oh my God, my daddy and I, we went to a play. We went to a play. First of all, these tickets are not cheap. It's a nice-ass venue. Went to go see John Leguizamo's play 2 weeks ago. And shit you not, someone brought in their Cocker Spaniel.
What?
There was no goddamn badge. That dog was not a service animal. So why the fuck are you bringing it to the theater? If Fifi can't stay home, then your ass don't need to be out anyways. Stay ass at home.
Wow.
Read a book. Watch this shit on Netflix. But I am so sick and tired of seeing people bringing in their goddamn quote-unquote service animals to every little fucking place. Leave Fido and Fifi and Fluffy and Pookie and Boo Boo. Just leave them the fuck at home.
You heard it.
Nobody got time for that. What if I'm allergic? And I actually am allergic to, like, dirty-ass pets. That dander is no joke. Stay the fuck home. Okay, rant's over.
Okay, over.
Over. Now to the good part. I am really bummed because you would have fucking had a blast. Your girl was lucky enough to be one of the first people, patrons of the very first cannabis cafe here in LA, let alone in America.
Okay.
All right. Shout out to Lowell Cafe. It's in West Hollywood here in LA. Very first ever cafe restaurant where you can smoke, you can eat, drink, and be high. Okay? It was fucking amazing. Let me tell you, first of all, I've been messing around with Lowell Farms products for years. They've been around since 2017. People may recognize their brand in particular because they have joint packs that are almost like cigarette packs, but they're actually joints. And they range from like 10 little mini cones to like 6 little joints to 6, like 8 long joints. It's great. Not to mention their flower is just amazing. It actually, when I buy weed and they say it's like Tangerine Dream, I want it to taste like tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nothing irks me more when I'm smoking weed that literally just tastes the same. Like, no. Strains have taste, and I want to be able to taste the strains. So shout out to Lowell Farms because they're doing it right. Very first ever cannabis cafe. Let me break it down for you. So if you are trying to go, first of all, you got to be 21 and over. And it doesn't matter if you have a medical card or not. You have to be 21. And
I like how you're holding that mic.
Like a dick.
Yeah. Sorry, I was messing up your plug.
No. You good. I think they'll like this. But yes, you got to be 21 and over. Doesn't matter if you are a medicinal card holder or not, but you got to be 21. You can use card and cash. I am sick of hearing and reading the reviews. You can use card and cash to purchase your weed. Now, what you can't do or what they're not encouraging to do is, you know, whatever you have left over, don't try to take it home kind of thing.
Okay.
Don't be stupid. Okay? I was like, my biggest fear was, please, weed smokers, do not fuck this up for us because this is just a great experience. And even if you're not like really a cannabis, like you don't smoke weed or you don't consume in any type of CBD, THC at all, it's still worth the experience, to be honest. You can only smoke in an area of the cafe, which is outside. So it's not like you can go inside and smoke, per se. They have bongs. They have paper. And girl, you know my ass don't be rolling. It was so funny. The rolling papers come to the table. Of course, Bestie says, this girl can't even roll for shit. I don't know why you guys brought this out, but it was cute. And I mean, they give you the cutest little filters. So they give you rolling papers, filters. They have rolling machines on deck. If you want to roll up your own weed, you can bring your own weed and pipe. There is a $20 service fee for that. So just be on the, just keep that in mind. But they do offer, like I said, free paper. They offer bong rentals. I did the bud vase, which is awesome. It literally looks like a vase, but it's a bong. It's great. They have their own authentic water gravity bongs, high as a kite. Warning. They got a dab bar. So if you are going to dab, please get a designated driver. I don't know how people can dab and drive. Like,
me either.
Like, I would need an Uber to take my ass home, and I would probably fall asleep on the way home from that Uber. The food is not cannabis-infused. However, they do sell edibles and other prepackaged goodies. So you can buy, like, a cannabis, like, soda. You can buy weed brownies. They do have cannabis-infused food. I mean, they do have edibles, but they're not part of what the chef prepares. And I got to say, shout out to Chef Andrea Drummer. That girl can throw down in the kitchen. I mean, everything on the menu pairs very nicely with the flour that they provide. And you have a bar, you have a flour tender, you have a flour host, and you have a waitress that will take your food order and your weed order. They come out very professional. I mean, it's beautiful. Footage is on my Instagram at Ms. Radio Sapphire. I'm telling everybody, you have to check it out. But warning, they're like low-key booked for like a month or two.
Nice.
They're booked. So
that's nice, though.
Be prepared. Be prepared. They do encourage walk-ins. It's open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And they do have a last call for bud, and that's at 9:50. So you have enough time. Like, people ask me, like, oh, well, what if I miss the cutoff? You won't be able to purchase after 9:50. So if you bought your weed before and you're still, like, having your reservation, you could still smoke after the last call. You just can't buy anything after the last call. That's all you got to know. And you will only have about 2 hours at the table. So get comfortable, get cozy, but they won't kick your ass out at a certain time. Keep that in mind, too. But, girl, we got to go.
Yeah. I want to. It looks great.
Yes.
It sounds great.
It's, I mean, our homegirl, Lotus Lane, she went yesterday.
Okay.
And I was talking to her. She loved it. It was absolutely fabulous. Like, I haven't heard any of our friends who have gone or people that we know or you know, that have not been disappointed, that haven't been disappointed. I already said I want to come back.
Okay. So, again,
shout out to my flower tender, Miss Katie. Shout out to Ani. Shout out to Chef Andrea Drummer. Again, everybody is the shit there. I can't wait to go back and do events there with them because it's just, oh my God. It's such a dope atmosphere. The music is on point, the food is on point. The weed is on point. They will be starting to serve beer and alcohol, I believe, at the end of the month.
Okay.
But honestly, I was so high, I didn't need it. I just needed my water. I had water.
Enjoy the fact that you can smoke weed openly and have a snack.
Yes. And the cool thing is, too, like, it doesn't really smell. Like, it doesn't have that thick aroma of weed all over the place because they have these like heavy ass ventilation systems as if you're in Vegas. So everything's filtered really nicely.
Gotcha.
So you're not like, you know, unbearably like, you know, coughing through. Now you will get contact high, you know, sitting around with people. Like, as soon as I sat down and this girl was smoking a joint next to me in the table, I was getting that contact high. I was like, oh yeah, girl, blow it my way until my weed comes. Like, I'll return the favor later.
Okay.
So it was great. But, you know, the cool thing is also is that the crowd is so mixed. So there were like these women, they were probably in their like late 50s, early 60s, having coffee and smoking their butt.
Nice. That sounds like the life right there.
Right? So you can learn from the like OG smokers to the newbie smokers. You can all just like trade each other's, you know, smoke secrets. Like, what gets you high?
Yep.
It's great. It's great. And you never know who's going to stop by, which is great too. I would love to have listed all the people that I saw the night, but chances are they probably don't want to be associated because I didn't see any of them tagged.
Gotcha.
So therefore, like I said, you never know who's going to stop by at Lowell, but girl, you just let me know when we go to LA so we can get us a table there again.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Because it's a party. It's a party. So definitely go check them out. Go follow them at Lowell Farm, at Lowell Cafe. And again, if you want to just see the footage, hella people have been commenting. I'm happy to answer questions too, but definitely check them out at Lowell Farms. And like I said, footage is on my Instagram at Ms. Radio Sapphire. Yes, you got anything else to wrap us up with? Or, I mean, shit.
We went ham today.
We went in.
Yeah.
I mean, long story short, end of the lesson. Toxic relationships. I thought my titty popped out.
Toxic. I thought so, too.
I'm just wearing a bra, you guys, if I get to paint a picture. But toxic relationships, at the end of the day, if you're not happy, express it to your partner. Why deprive both of each? Why would you deprive each other of happiness? Because you just want to stay for the cloud of it? Because everybody in your friend circle is stuck in a relationship? Nah. Cut that shit off. If it's not working for you, cut it off. And give yourself time to heal.
You need
to cut it. Yeah, give yourself some time. It's okay to be alone. Being single is not a bad thing. And being single with options, if you know what I mean, that ain't a problem either. Consider that practice for the next person.
Yep.
That's all that is. And if you're like me, being, you know, poly, just know what you want and understand, too, it's not for everybody. It is. You think it's emotional just with one person? Try to deal with like 5, 6, 7 other people in a relationship together. It's a lot. But take care of yourself. Know what you want. Take that time to heal. And then, you know, ease yourself into the next relationship. If they're worth it, they'll understand. They'll wait for you. I ain't got nothing else to say.
That was deep.
I know. I usually never say that shit so deep. Oh, gosh. We'll just end it right there. Well, yes. Yeah. Where can they find you at, boo?
I have 2 Instagrams, my Fit and Dirty. Like I said, it's Fit and Dirty, and it's Kink City.
Boom. And you can find me at Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram. And make sure you drop us some love on the Apple Podcast or wherever you're listening to. Leave us some love. Give us that 5 stars. Also, link in bio coming up. There's so many different projects, so definitely on my IG. Click on those links. Click on those links. And let's get me to 10K, goddammit.
You got to show some titties, probably.
I probably might have to. I mean, I'll do one big one and a censored 0 on the titties and be like, 10K.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, right. Man, maybe I got to start sending more splash waterfall pictures.
Okay.
Maybe that will be everybody's incentive. But I remember this fool, not to digress, this one guy was like, oh my God, that is so disgusting. I was expecting something else. I was like, motherfucker, you're not seeing my pussy. You're seeing the evidence of what came out of my pussy.
Yeah, you need your own hashtag and everything.
Oh, Lord.
Make it a movement.
Saf 10K. See, the Rusty Pipes are agreeing once again. Get her to 10K. We won't do the Rusty Pipes no more. All right. Everybody, remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. And until next time, good night.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter. For more earplay fun, go